Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our new daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Ramya Nair. I am a senior associate editor with the Print, tracking economy and business. Today we will talk about the Indian economy and what the recently released GDP growth numbers tell us about the state of the economy. The Indian economy is estimated to report its worst ever contraction of 7.7% in 2020-21. The National Statistical Office said on Thursday, as against a growth of 4.2% in 2019-20. So, does this mean that more bad news awaits the Indian economy? The numbers actually show that the economy is poised to return to the positive growth trajectory in the second half of the fiscal year. The Indian economy had contracted by 15.7% in the first half of the year. So, the NSO numbers are good news for the Indian economy, as this means that in the second half of the fiscal, the Indian economy will grow at a positive rate. The first advance estimates released by the NSO are also marginally better than initial estimates released in the first half of the fiscal year, when many financial institutions and rating agencies had forecast a double-digit contraction for the Indian economy. In December, the Reserve Bank of India had also marginally improved its growth forecast for India, raising it to -7.5% from its earlier forecast of -9.5%. For the full year, agriculture will continue to be the silver lining and is forecast to grow at 3.4%. Manufacturing and mining and quarrying are expected to contract by 9.4% and 12.4% respectively. Trade, hotels, transportation and communication are expected to see the sharpest contraction at 21.4%, followed by construction, which is estimated to decline by 12.6%. Nominal GDP growth is forecast to contract by 4.2% to ₹194.82 lakh crore. Nominal GDP includes the price increases along with real output growth. These forecasts are released ahead of the budget so as to aid the government's budget-making exercise. The nominal GDP numbers are crucial for the government to assess its fiscal deficit as a percentage of gross domestic product, as well as to make projections of tax collections for the next fiscal year. The current fiscal has been a challenging year for the Indian economy, as the pandemic and the subsequent lockdown brought all economic activity to a complete halt for 2 months. Even after the gradual lifting of the lockdown, the services sector requiring physical customer presence like tourism, hospitality and aviation is still struggling to inch back to pre-COVID levels. The agriculture sector has been the only silver lining this year, with the manufacturing sector also registering a partial recovery in the second half of the fiscal year, anticipating festival season demand. While the Indian economy contracted by a record 23.9% in the April to June quarter, the decline was arrested in the July to September quarter when the economy contracted by 7.5%. Data released by the NSO showed that both private consumption expenditure and gross fixed capital formation are expected to decline in 2020-21 by 5.6% and 13.6% respectively. Only government final consumption expenditure is expected to register positive growth at 11.4%. Gross fixed capital formation is an indicator of the investment demand in the economy and has been one of the worst hit along with private consumption. Exports and imports are also expected to contract in the current fiscal, the data showed. The Finance Ministry welcomed the estimates and said that the GDP estimates reflect a resurgence in economic activity in Q3 and Q4. The continuous quarter-on-quarter growth endorses the strength of economic fundamentals of the country to sustain a post-lockdown V-shaped recovery, it said. It also pointed out that the movement of various high-frequency indicators in recent months are indicative of a broad-based resurgence of economic activity. It also pointed out that the relatively more manageable pandemic situation in the country as compared to advanced nations has further added momentum to the economic recovery. However, the ministry had recently warned that the spread of the new strain of the virus, first detected in the United Kingdom, could be a significant downside risk for India's growth prospects. This is indeed reflected in the marginal increase in the active COVID-19 cases reported in India on Thursday. The Finance Ministry had pointed out that while the news of the vaccine does add to the positive sentiment, it had stressed the need for following what is termed as COVID-appropriate behavior, such as wearing masks and social distancing. Clearly, India's tackling of the pandemic, especially the fast-spreading UK strain, will determine how quickly the economy recovers, buoyed by positive consumer sentiments. Thank you for listening. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from the Print Stable. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.